Hello and welcome to Starter Set. My name Ed Sylvester. This is
Sam Bradley.
And welcome to the show that rewriting myths and legends.
Was that a foobar or
no? That's bang on, man. Because of the nature of this show, because we're rewriting the way that we rewrite these things.
Exactly.
Hello,
Get me
Sam.
A pen and I'll draw you a pencil. Ooh.
Love it. Hello, Sam. How are you? Listen, people have probably seen the title of this episode, so I imagine that'll have something to do with the content. So let's not beat around the proverbial.
Yeah.
Sam, what's going on, my man?
So, we have called ye here today to say that this is the last episode of Starter Set that I will be doing. Possibly forever. Probably not, but possibly forever. Certainly for the foreseeable future, because I am kind of... How best to say this? I have loved every minute of it.
Yeah, keep going.
I have loved every minute of it. Right from episode 1, 2... Whatever the fuck we're
and
on now.
And 3, 1, 2, and 3, all of those ones.
Yeah, and all the different incarnations of the show and all the different things we've done. And I can no longer really find the joy in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds really bad, but let me explain. It's not that I don't enjoy it. It's that everything around... So doing a show like this, there's a lot of stuff that comes with it. And it's not just sitting down and plugging in and goobing around for an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
There's other stuff that comes with being in a creative partnership. And there's stuff that comes with being someone that makes something good for other people to enjoy. And I know the people that enjoy the show really enjoy the show. And that's what I'm going to miss the most. Not out of some deep-seated need for validation, but because it does genuinely warm me that something that I make creatively with Ed can touch people like that and can make people laugh and can, you know, over the years, and we've been doing it, what did we work out before? Like 4 or 5 years, something like
2018
that?
2018 we started this.
2018.
Yeah.
And to do something for so long through so many, you know, and we rinsed it Dungeons and Dragons in terms of content and ideas. We homebrewed items, races, fucking spells, you know, we did guides, we homebrewed worlds,
cities,
and we did guides. I still listen to about the races and the classes and stuff.
Mm.
And then we stopped, and it obviously we did Tarth. I'll talk about that as well. There was Tarthage and it was very much Dungeons and Dragons. And then we started this new show. We were going to do the Marvel show. That was canned because the Marvel book was just not what we wanted it to be.
No, it's dog shit.
It was dog shit, yeah. and then we did this... we did the Beowulf show. And when I started doing Starter Set, I was a guy who made friends with another guy. And now I have a wife and a child and a house and a cat and all kinds of stuff going on. And sometimes you've got to look at stuff and go, something needs to take a backseat. Because it was the Ron Swanson thing. I don't watch it. So don't half-ass everything, whole-ass something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, the thing that I want to whole-ass is, like... Yeah, is like, I want to whole ass my family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that, well, he's had a kid and that's got in the way. No, no. Because I've been given the opportunity by my beautiful wife and by my beautiful best friend, Ed, to have that space to do both. And I don't want to do both. Not right now.
Yep.
So I don't want to turn up and phone it in because that would be crap to run it into the ground and have people, oh, you know, people not coming prepared to shows, which I've done a lot of, and then not coming, and then you don't edit it on time, or it doesn't sound as good, or one thing slips into the other. I'm not saying that's happened, but one thing slips into the other, and then it becomes something that you're not proud of. And I don't want to have my lack of kind of commitment, I guess,
yeah,
to just ripple through. So I'm taking a step back, and that's what this episode's about. And we're gonna no doubt discuss more about that, but that's the headline. I'm stepping back. The show will continue.
Mm.
We can talk more about that later on. The show, the Beowulf show, will continue with different characters, I think. And there will still be a place to put your ears, and there'll still be product for you to enjoy. I just won't be a part of it anymore for the foreseeable future.
Nice. That's like 5 minutes. Yeah, perfect. 5 minute little sum up.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, okay, so let's break that down, shall we? So obviously I'm bummed out in terms of like the experience, because you know, me and Sam, we're aware that like people don't come to us for fucking mind-blowing revelations into the world of D&D or like...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say that the stories are bad, because they're not. I know that what we do is actually quite good. But what I mean is there are people doing it better out there. And I've said that before, like there's always people doing all these things better. They've got big budgets. They've got like great setups. They can afford to do like full, visuals and sound cues and all that kind of thing. Yeah. And we're a spit and sawdust kind of operation here.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a huge audience, but the audience that we do likes us, we think. But they like it because it's me and Sam, right? Mm. And the way that we bounce off each other. But I'm 100% number one, 100% behind Sam's decision. I 100% get where he's come from. Just to put it into context, we've collectively in the past 5 years, I've moved a different country. Sam, you've moved twice, I think, in that time. You've gotten married, had a child. I'd just gotten married when we first started doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Gone through multiple, like three or four, five different jobs, I think, between the two of us.
Yeah. Oh, fucking between the two of us, probably me. I've done through five.
Yeah, okay, so more than that, collectively in the background. So it is that element of, you're right, it is about whole-arsing or half-arsing or all that sort of thing. And having a family and continuing the line of Sam. Actually, I really hate that I've said that now. That's disgusting.
I'm only having girls, so the name dies with me.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that is true. I mean, what is a more honourable goal, really? So I can't. So there's. If anybody's thinking like, this is all just lip service, and maybe they've had a massive falling out, that's nothing or anything like that. Although I do. I have always harbored just intense hatred towards Sam.
Yeah, just a general resentment. No, it's so much fun, and I fucking love, like, I listen to our show.
Yeah.
And go back and laugh, and it's really good. It's just, we can go over it and go over it, but I'm leaving. I'm leaving you cow.
So, that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Next steps look like, we're going to do next steps, then we're going to do a little go back in history in terms of like Sam's time on
memories.
The show. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is your life. So the next stage and how that's all going to run is we've said that we're going to do another season. That is still going to happen. So listeners, you're going to get another season. But how can that season possibly exist? I hear you
Chat
cry.
ChatGPT has made some leaps.
Yeah, we're going to AI all of it. Mm-hmm. So as every door closes, another one opens, and I've looked at this and I've gone, do you know what? It would be good to use this as, not a bridge, but a collective experience with one of my family to continue that on. So the next series is going to be Ed Sylvester and Ollie Sylvester, my
Sylvester.
We're coming. My younger brother will be joining to take the position of Sam. Now, for those of you who are like, why does this kid do... Oh, Jesus, my cat just went absolutely haywire. Sorry about that, if that all came across the headphones. The bit of background on Ollie. Number one, we'll do a little show, like an intro show, so I can kind of ask him a few questions, and mm-hmm. you guys can all get a little bit of insight into who he is and how he operates. The answer, by the way, is he's basically me, but just slightly younger. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know if that's good, actually.
Did you call him rambunctious, or what was the...
Yeah, sure, why not? So you'll get to like meet him before we actually go into the show, but mm-hmm. this isn't his first foray into the world of D&D.
That's cool.
This isn't his first time as a performer, because not in podcast format, but in audio and all that sort of stuff. Like my brother's done... in fact, he used to do a bit of streaming, and he's also a musician, so he's aware mm-hmm. of like doing all that stuff and what it takes to bring a show to people.
That's good.
Yeah, which is nice. He's been sent the book. There have been delays in getting the book to him, mm-hmm. but that, I got a notification as you were talking, Sam, will be delivered tomorrow.
I'm so glad you were checking your phone while I was doing that. Yeah. It's really nice.
it just popped up. Actually, based on when this goes out, that happened yesterday. So he has mm-hmm. that book now. I'm going to be spending some time with him, and we will bring all that into a nice cyclical fashion. So you will get some resolution on what happened with Erdwolf and where he sits and all that kind of thing.
Fuck.
So I'm going to do a little bit of a catch up with Sam, just to kind of make sure that, you know, his character and who Erdwolf is plays mm-hmm. out in a way that can then be tied into Ollie's character and mm-hmm. who that is and how that works. So that you'll all get a resolution on, and you'll get to see how that all comes into fruition, because what I wanted to do is make sure that season two was season two and not just like another season.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So that's that. That's that news. So Sam's out. Brother coming in. The things I'm looking forward to that is number one... So the experience of doing this show together brings people closer in terms of like, you know, in terms of communication, and like blokes are not that good at communicating in general, but having something to talk about tends mm-hmm. to be the way that like guys bond. Do you know about this? Like, this might be old news, and it might be old, like psychology or sociology, mm-hmm. but, so apparently the way that males bond mm-hmm. it's usually side by side, because mm-hmm. you're not face to face, which is usually a confrontational piece. So it kind of speaks to our like.
Is that why I always feel in danger when we do this podcast? Because you're staring at me through the screen, dead on.
It's very threatening.
That's why I'm always feeling in danger.
So that's why, you know, you tend to see male groups and blokes, they bond around things like video games, like football, mm-hmm. like sports, things where mm-hmm. they can look at something else, mm-hmm. but then have kindred with the person next to them.
Interesting.
With women, apparently, it's the opposite. They like to be head face on face, because mm-hmm. they read, you know, emotional cues and things like that. Mm-hmm. Again, I've known mm-hmm. this for like 8 years, so it's mm-hmm. probably old science, and it's probably not right anymore.
Sounds a little bit Edwardian. The ladies, that's why they're always doing knitting, looking at each other, and the men, they like to eat meat facing the wall.
Exactly. So... so this as a show, it'll be, I'm hoping it'll be something that will allow me to kind of get close to my brother, and we can talk more as well and all that kind of thing, because, you know, families are interesting things, and that's how that all runs. So that's that piece. Mm-hmm. Sam, look, let's discuss the legacy, the times, the things
the bloody
that exist,
legacy,
the things that you created that I just can't stand anymore.
Yeah, Gangi.
Yeah, yes.
That's ready to fucking die.
But look, listen, let's run through that. So I know one of my favorite shows with you, when we first started kind of pulling all this stuff together, mm-hmm. where I was like, oh yeah, okay, this is gonna do not well, but like I can imagine doing this for an extended period of time. Mm-hmm. Which is Dwarves, surprisingly.
Fuck, God, that was that episode two?
Episode two, yeah, and I'll tell you for why.
Go on.
That was a time where me and Sam, we were working together in a bit of a ropey operation. That's where we first met. Mm-hmm. I won't say much about that because I don't know how the rules of slander work, if I'm going to be completely honest, but there we go.
Go on.
No, that's fine. That's all you need to know. We had been on a work evening out, and we went, right, see you all later.
Oh my God, yeah. And then we came home and did that show.
Yeah, exactly. We basically went, see you all later, see ya, peace out. And we had like a real fucking WWE exit style, like, where the hell are those guys going? Yeah, exactly. And we got back in, smashed out dwarves, and we're quite half cut in that episode, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. It's the only time that I think we've been, well, it's probably a falsification. I've definitely had a few whiskeys whilst doing the show, but you know what I mean. Where we've started somewhat merry.
Just out of it.
No.
Fucking dwarves. Yay.
Yeah, but that's when I was like, do you know what? This is gonna be good. I can see this going on for a long time. So that's like one of my favorite times listening to like the way that we talk with each other and the rapport and everything, as far as like Ed and Sam goes.
Do you remember the episode of Enchanter's Corner that I did entirely in limericks?
I do, yes. That whilst being very clever. No, I do.
I thought it was very good.
Is that the one where it's the sewing needle?
No, that's the stitching time that saved nine. And it's a crochet hook. No, it was the fucking, I don't know, it was something. It was the Ranger one, I think.
Mm. Best Enchanter's Corner that I think you came up with, Sam, was Sam's Bag of Holding. Because you began...
No, it was Sam's Bag of Tricks.
That's it, Sam's Bag of Tricks, because you began, and I was like...
That already exists.
This exists, Sam. And you're well, like, what? You
fucking... Sorry. It's my bag. Fuck off. Exactly. Your best one was that, the fucking tiggity-ting-ting. What was it?
Oh, yes, the demonic horde outside the Citadel and the breaking and the last strike of... Oh,
Mem-le-ble-ble-ble.
Yeah.
Femlibloom.
Great. I love it. I enjoyed that.
That was good.
Yeah. It's there's those pieces, and as annoying.
Most of Beowulf was fucking great when I was just winging it. Like the episode where you're like, what was number eight called? And I was like, Gareth. That was great. The fucking bit where she's like, where we go to the blacksmiths to get the stuff. And Sylvie, they're one of the fucking kids are there, and she's like, we need you to carry on. And I'm like, no, actually what we need is for you to carry all this shit back up to the church.
Mm.
Like I really enjoyed those last few episodes. Ladies and gentlemen, news, you are cursed. However.
Oh, it's fun. The pieces that I enjoyed about the Beowulf stuff that I think you brought to that as well is the just the banter between Erdwolf and Brynjolf as
brilliant.
Yeah, just like number one, your incessant need to just falsify.
Just falsify and lie. Just running from the truth.
And then him going, like, we don't need to lie about this.
Yes,
why
we do. Yes, we fucking do. Shut up.
The king sent me. Which king? Just the king. Just,
if you have to ask.
Don't worry about that. Yeah.
The goat talks. Don't let it distract you.
It's all been... It has been a hell of a roller coaster throughout the experience. And our show and what it is. Again, spit and sawdust. And it's really just two friends chatting on a mic, which I know is like... That's the drunken thing that people say, like, we should do a podcast together. What should it be? Oh, it's just two mates having a chat on a mic. It'll be really funny. And then you kind of go, no. Like, no, that's not actually good. You need to have something to talk about. But yeah, it's been excellent, Samuel.
It has.
Oh, making a Metropolis, that was fun, because that was an excellent time. I came to your house, we stayed there, we did that.
Yeah, we did like all five of them, didn't we, I think, back to back, or something like that. Just
in like 2 days.
remember that fake documentary we made?
Yep, that was fantastic.
Good, yeah, I love that.
And you've got obviously your sport, ball tossing?
Horn pulling. Get the ball by the horns. We were trying to change what it meant.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man. I'm gonna have to go back and listen to a few episodes for sure, because when you create sort of a show that's 200 plus episodes now.
Yeah.
I think we're on. Yeah, there's a lot there. But do you know what? Like, genuinely.
Do you remember the characters I used to make at the end of each of the race shows?
Yeah. Like,
make me a firbolg. Or make me a ranger or something.
You got great mandibles. He's been fantastic.
He is. And weirdly enough, no, he's not here. He died. Horribly.
We had Jason Statham obviously visit us for the show. Yeah. That was a big moment.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. I'm sure he'll be back by the end of this episode at some point.
I mean, maybe. You don't know. I've heard him pull up, but who knows?
Basically, Sam, I think everybody will undoubtedly say that you'll be missed on the show and your presence. What may happen, I'm sure we might be able to crank you out, roll you out for an episode here or there, and we say hello and we catch up and see how
it'll
that
be
happens.
Like when Luke came back into the Mandalorian.
Mm. Oh, that means I can't kill Airdwolf, doesn't it?
If you kill Airdwolf, I'll kill you in real life.
Drive all the way up to Scotland. Knock, knock, knock. Hello?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Thank you for everything, Sam.
Thank you. And thank you all.
Yeah.
Everyone that's ever listened for everything, because it's been a wonderfully, powerfully touching ride.
Mm. That it has.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Look, the next things, I think we'll have my brother on either the following week after this one or the week after. I need to, it'll depend on what time I get to sit down with him and we get to figure this stuff out, because I want to make sure that it comes in properly.
Yeah.
So just for you guys, there may not be a show next week. There, if we can crank it out, I'd love it to be there so that we've got a continuation now that we're back on air. So we'll continue that, and then we'll crack in. We'll see how the season goes out. Do you want me to tell you, Sam? Here's the thing. Do you want me to tell you what my plan was before we came to this decision?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. No, just leave it in the wind.
You just want to see what happens.
Just leave it in the wind.
All right. Fair enough. Excellent. Well, this has been Starter Set. Roll well, and I will see you next week.
Bye.